Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Psalm 142, verse 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. How you handle a crisis can determine whether you end up feeling overwhelmed or come out stronger. Dr. Jeffrey Rossman suggests five ways to do it. Number one, acknowledge your feelings. David said, when my spirit was overwhelmed, you knew my path. God already knows how you feel, and stifling your emotions just saps your energy, leaves you tense, depressed, or slows the healing process. Number two, confide in someone. That doesn't mean pouring your heart out to everybody and anybody. It means opening up to those who love and care about you. The Bible says, a friend loves at all times and is born as is a brother for adversity. Numerous studies have confirmed the power of social support to help us through crises and stay healthy. Number three, start a journal or a blog. Writing about a traumatic event is a way of letting it out. It minimizes your chances of becoming sick or depressed. The more you write, the more your negative responses to the memory diminish. Number four, refuse to play the blame game. It's the other person's fault, or the doctor botched the procedure, or the boss never gave me a chance. Blame shifting makes others responsible for your pain, and more often than not, it results in lingering grudges that prolong your misery. Let go of toxic bitterness and judgment. Stop feeling like a doormat. You can forgive while taking steps to make yourself less vulnerable next time. And number five, forgive yourself. Surprise, you're human like everyone else. Acknowledge you made a mistake, ask God for forgiveness, then forgive yourself and move on. God's word says, when he forgives, he says, I will not remember your sins, neither should you. From Vision's Word for Today, coping with crisis.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.